I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. The local Salvation Army has announced the results of the six-week holiday Red Kettle campaign. We caught up with Captain Paul Ryerson.
So we're very excited at the Salvation Army this year because we made the goal. We approached the community back in early November saying our goal was going to be $200,000, and after everything was tallied up, we saw results of $208,000. Remarkable outcome from our community.
And Captain Ryerson, just remind people, where do these funds go? What do these funds go towards in the year of 2019?
So the money collected in the Red Kettle all stays local. It's collected local, deposited local, and spent locally. And the money will be used to help put food on people's table. We help put clothes on their backs and their families' backs, emergency situations such as rent, utility assistance, or even in a disaster emergency situation such as a flood or a tornado, hurricane, anything like that. But all the money that is collected in the Red Kettle will be used right here in our backyard to assist our local citizens.
And what does it mean to have the support of a community as giving as Bryan College Station?
It means everything. I've always said that the Salvation Army is a reflection of the community in which it serves. And I want to tell you right now that our reflection is looking very good because of Bryan College Station. I'm very proud to be the commanding officer here in this area and just meet the people on a day in and day out, especially during the Christmas season. We had over almost 500 volunteers ring the bell. Almost 1,700 volunteer hours of someone holding a bell, ringing away. I just don't see that everywhere. And it is remarkable to see a community come together, care that much about their neighbors. And so much so, they go and make sure the job gets done. And for that, I say thank you, and it's an honor.
Captain Ryerson, anything else you'd like to add about the holiday season before I let you go today?
Well, I just want to say thank you to any and every person who went out and rang a bell for us, who donated in a Red Kettle, who helped out with our Angel Tree program, be it you sat at a table or went to the warehouse and sorted toys or you even adopted an angel. We cannot operate as a Salvation Army without you, and I want to say thank you and God bless you all.
Thanks again to Captain Paul Ryerson for visiting with us today. You can learn more about the local Salvation Army at salvationarmybcs.org. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.